This is the all-new morning show on News Talk 1290. We'll have a roundtable coming up with the president of the Freedom Party. Robert Metz will be in studio. We'll also have anything you may have missed this morning. We'll get your latest on what buses are canceled and the weather, whether we're going to get it or whether we're not, coming up on the all-new morning show.
Seven, there he is, brand new dad, grandpa, great grandpa, but more importantly, brand new dad as of yesterday, as Mick Jagger at the age of 73 and his 29-year-old spouse welcome a son. This will be his, what, ninth? Eighth child?
Eighth child.
Eighth child.
Yep.
Spanning almost 50 years?
Yep.
Wow.
Just like his career.
Yeah, no kidding. He's had some big hits.
He really has.
Coming up, we will introduce you to our round table, which this morning will be a triangular table. Yeah, your round table will include Robert Metz, president of the Freedom Party of Ontario. You welcome him into the studio this morning.
Yeah, we'll get his perspective on some of the things that are happening in the province right now and maybe how the Freedom Party would have avoided it, would deal with it, would change it.
You know, and particularly one of the things that we've been talking about a lot this week is the province's Auditor General report and all the waste that has been revealed through that report. And the most recent example of that waste, the money spent to buy technology for the people who clear our roads of snow and take care of road conditions.
The major highways, especially from the GTA out, are looked after by contractors who aren't doing, in some cases, a very good job. And this, there have been many issues with it. Remember when they first went to private contractors and there were all these pile-ups, and they weren't getting out and getting it done on time. And this, brought up the whole privatization thing. Why wouldn't, why would you handle it this way and not have municipal crews take care of it or whatever? But and now they're being rewarded for their self-reporting that's inaccurate with more technology
sure.
to watch themselves
well,
with.
How do you keep them accountable? You monitor them. How do you monitor them? Give them technology that you can monitor. Well, and you'll recall that more recently, one of the ways they tried to ensure that they would do their jobs was if they failed, then the province would fine them.
Mm.
They racked up millions of dollars in fines.
And just said, nah.
And just, you know what? I'm not going to pay that. And you're still going to have to hire me because that's what I do. And you need what I do. So, whatever. Basically, hey, that's how it works.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Have them grow up to be snow clearers.
Or politicians.
Oh, it's just, they're off for Christmas now.
Absolutely.
At Queen's Park, so they get a nice break.
We will definitely want to ask Bob about waste within the province. And, of course, the other things from that Auditor General's report, specifically road construction. We heard the report of a pedestrian bridge. It was installed upside down.
Yep.
They had to come back and fix it when they finally did get it fixed. Not only did they get bonuses for finishing the project, they got hired for more projects after that.
Yep.
Is this the kind of business you want your provincial government doing? That doesn't sound like very good business to
me. It's such a bizarre culture in provincial government. A friend of mine who ran a now defunct ministry had to spend $110,000 in 2 days or lose it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or lose it from the budget. And that's sort of the mentality, right?
Yeah.
If you don't, then next year you won't get as much.
Exactly.
And it was money she didn't know she had. So she went on a shopping spree.
Absolutely.
It was fun to watch and disturbing because it was our money.
We can also ask Bob, as a Londoner, do you notice a lot of graffiti? And do you notice specifically racially motivated, racially or just racist graffiti around the city? One London councillor, Mosa Lee, says we need to get a handle on this and get hate graffiti under control. And it's more of a problem, I would guess, than most Londoners realize.
Yeah, definitely. We've talked about earlier, you see it here and there, but some areas are seem to be exempt from it. Others seem to have a lot of it.
We will talk about all that. We will also ask our breakfast question of the day, of our round table, and of you. You can get your answer through at 101290 by text. The answer to this question, Lisa Brandt.
Ryan Spencer, are you ready?
I sure am.
Got me thinking about space with the death of John Glenn.
Okay.
At the age of 95, right? Is there Mercury on the planet Mercury?
So you got a 50-50 shot at this. Should be pretty easy. I'm going to say no. I'm going to go no. Otherwise, why would it be a question?
Otherwise, why would it? But why would it be called Mercury?
Yeah, my first instinct was to agree with Ken and say no, because just you wouldn't have asked this question if it were so obvious.
Would
I'm
I?
Thinking. Well, I don't
would
know
I?
Your mind too well, but
would I?
I'm going to say no as well, though. Yes.
All right. Part B of this question would be, then why in the world is it called Mercury?
Is it not? Aren't all of, with the exception of Earth, I believe, I know this for a fact, all of the planets are named after Greek gods.
Okay, I'm going to a different question.
Yeah!
There you go.
Okay. Ruined it!
Question where we've thrown that question out, we're going to this question.
Okay.
An animated Christmas classic premiered on this date in 1965. What was it? You guys can't Google, so.
And if I know this, am I going to ruin another one?
No.
Okay. On this date in 1965, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer premiered.
With Mercury in his nose.
With Mercury.
Of course, that's what makes it glow.
Indeed.
Yeah. That was my, I'll say Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty, that's snow guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we've got Rudolph, we've got Frosty. In case you missed it, we changed breakfast questions midstream because my first one was terrible and way too easy to answer.
That's the first time you've ever done
I've
that.
I've never done that before, but you know what? It was too easy because there is no Mercury on Mercury. It's named for a Roman god. Ken had the whole thing, and I just, I had a moment of... a lack of confidence. So, an animated Christmas classic premiered on this date, 1965. What was it? Ken says Rudolph the Mercury-Nosed Reindeer. Ryan says Frosty the Snowman. We'll find out what Bob Metz thinks, and we'll find out what you think at 101290.